Last night was an amazing night. I just keep on thinking about the worship last night and the praise. And it just seemed like there was level after level of breakthrough that happened. Breakthrough in the spirit. And even more today. Let's just begin to reach out to the Lord. Let's invite the Holy Spirit to come in and be with us. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Holy Spirit, we invite you to come and dwell with us. Holy Spirit, manifest your power. Jesus, 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 you are welcome here. You are welcome here. Father, I just thank you for your touch, for releasing your call to the people, for releasing your call to us, for we're going to answer your call. When you said, seek my face, Lord, we said in our heart, your face we will seek. We seek after you, Father, for there is none like you. We worship you. We honor you. We praise you. We glorify you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy, 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 holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Father, I thank you, God, for the manifestation of your power, for the manifestation of your power and your truth, the truth of who you are. Lord, the truth of the inheritance that we have in Christ Jesus. Father, I thank you for your kingdom truth, Lord, that you want to manifest in us and through us. Lord God, that you have purpose that we would take spiritual territory in this land. And Lord, I just thank you, God, for rising up, for your warriors rising up. Let your warriors rise up. Let your warriors rise up in this place. Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Arise and shine. For your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Thank you for releasing your glory in this place. We want all. We want it all. We want it all, Lord. We desire it all. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. Pastor Tim, could you come in here and just let's... just do it. Pray.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 glory, 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 glory. We come, Lord, with an expectation, gracious Lord, that you will fill. Father, in Jesus' name, oh, precious Lord, we come just as we are, and we're going to leave different. We're going to leave touched. We're going to leave filled. We're going to leave healed. We're going to leave reconciled and restored. Father, in Jesus' name, we have this expectation, Lord God, that you will draw us to you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Kuyana gayun. Kuyana gayun. Kwankut nikas pnuntunukut. Kasilngupu tamaskuita. Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your lives from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who fills your mouth with good things and renews your youth like eagles. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Oh, wonderful God. Ashikista basuria masa. Ramasikista riamasuria mandarasi. Oh, glamasirianai. Oh, grasatia satiando kosuriandai. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Let all God's people worship and praise the Lord in his presence, in his holiness. Hallelujah. We lift your name up, Lord Jesus. We lift your name up, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for the blessing of your protecting hand. Thank you, Father, for opening our eyes, Lord God. Open the eyes of our, open the eyes of our understanding, unplug our ears, soften our hearts, and make pliable our stiff necks, Lord God, that in submission and obedience to your word, we may receive from you your, blessing, your presence in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you are here with us today. We thank you for the mighty breakthrough that took place last night. Breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough, Father God. We thank you, oh God, for your freedom in this place. We thank you for the freedom that's coming to the state of Alaska, Lord God. We thank you that we are not to look to the left or to the right, but keep our eyes on you, Father God, the author and finisher of our faith, Lord God. And you will bring all things to pass for this state, for this country, for this nation, oh God. Father, we thank you for your wisdom in this time. We thank you, Father God. We come to seek your face, Father God. We come to seek your face. We want to see you, Father. We ask for a clean hands and a pure heart that we may see you, Father God. We welcome you, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We honor you. We honor you. We worship you. We glorify your holy name, O God. For it is you and you alone. You are our everything. You are our everything, O God. You are our everything, and you are all that we need. Thank you, Father. Gloria.
Yes, God, you've given us everything we need for life and godliness. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Yes. Start to raise your hands. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Oh, whatever you have to do, whatever you have to do to get the breakthrough. You got to stand up, if you got to sit down, if you got to lay down, whatever you need to do. If you got to dance, if you got to come up front and get closer, whatever it is that you need to do for your breakthrough, do it. Now is the time. We're going to do it together. Yes, we say yes to you, Lord. We say yes, 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 yes. We say yes, yes, yes. You are worthy. You are worthy. Yes. Just press forward. Press forward. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. We just ask, Lord, manifest yourself. Manifest yourself, Holy Spirit, in power and in truth, in demonstration, in miracles. Lord, we just thank you for your miracles of salvation, the miracle of salvation. Lord, the miracle of deliverance, the miracle of healing. Lord, we just proclaim that, Lord, not only over ourselves, but even over our families from generation to generation. We proclaim that even over Anchorage, Father God, that you would just release the power, your power and truth over Anchorage. Lord God, don't stop in Anchorage, but go out to the valley. Lord, I just thank you, God, for those in the valley that are worshiping you. Lord God, that are seeking after you. Let the manifestation of your Holy Spirit be poured out upon this state. Let the manifestation and the breakthrough of your Holy Spirit be poured out. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just bless you. We honor you. We glorify you. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Lord, I thank you, God, for the truth. The truth of who you are being released. Yes. Let's worship the Lord together. Let's reach out to him and just worship the Lord. We bless you, God. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Just encourage you all to stand to your feet and just enter in as we worship the one true God. Thank you, Jesus. Call upon his name. Thank you, Father. Jesus.
Here I am before you, falling in love and seeking your truth, knowing that your perfect grace has brought me to this place. Because of you, I freely live my life to you, oh God, I give. So I stand before you, God. I lift my voice 'cause you set me free. So I shout out your name from the rooftops. I proclaim that I am yours. I am yours. All the good you've done for me, I lift up my hands for all to see. You're the only one,
Jesus,
that brings me to my knees to share this love across the earth, the beauty of your holy worth. So I kneel before you, God. I lift my hands 'cause you set me free. Yes! So I shout out your name from the rooftops. I proclaim that I am yours. I am yours. And all that I am, I place into your loving hands, and I am yours. I am yours. Oh, here I am. I stand with arms wide open to the one, the Son, the everlasting God, the everlasting God. Yes, here I am. I stand with arms wide open to the one, the Son, the everlasting God. The everlasting God, here I am, here I am, oh.
go back into that chorus and shout his name out. Just imagine yourself on the rooftops.
So I shout out your name. From the rooftops I proclaim that I am yours. I am yours
again.
So I shout out your name. From the rooftops I proclaim that I am yours. I am yours. So I shout out your name. From the rooftops I proclaim that I am yours. I am yours.
All that I am, place in your hands.
And all that I am, I place into your loving hands. And I am yours.
Send us, Lord.
I am yours.
Oh, here I am.
I stand with arms wide open to the one, the Son, the everlasting God.
I stand with arms wide open to the one, the Son, the everlasting God, the everlasting God. Here I am.
Yes! Here we are, Lord!
We proclaim who you are over our state, over our cities, God.
You paint the night, you count the stars, and you call them by name. The skies proclaim, God, you reign. Your glory shines. You teach the sun when to bring a new day. Creation sings, God, you reign. God, you reign. God, you reign. Forever and ever, God, you reign. You part the seas, you move the mountains with the words that you say. My song remains, the God you reign. You hold my life. You know my heart, and you call me by name. I live to say that God you reign. God, you reign forever and ever. God, you reign. God, you reign. So we sing to you, Lord. We sing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Let's sing that out. God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's sing it again. Hallelujah. 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 Declare that out, that God reigns over everything. God, you reign. God, you reign. Forever and ever. God, you reign. God, you declare that over everything that we're facing in our lives, every situation, Lord, every hindrance, anything that we're coming against, Lord, you reign and you rule over that. The keys of life and death were handed to you, and you alone rule, exalted on most high. There is no one that can come close to comparing with you. Nothing that can come close to comparing with your power and your greatness, God. We worship you. Lord, you are worthy, exalted, glorified, lifted high. We enthrone you here this morning. Oh, come, Lord. There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence. Jesus. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence. Oh, I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord, and Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord and Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. How we need your presence, God. How we love your presence, Lord. How we long for more of you and more of you. Oh, God. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness, Lord. And and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Take rest in me. Take your rest in me. For I have my best for you, don't you see? I have my best for you. This is not a test. This is not a test. This is my rest. So receive of me. Open your hearts and your mouths wide, and let me fill your mouths with my good things, so that you may taste and see that I am good. I'm not a man that I should lie, and I will not hide myself from you this day. For you have not walked this way before, so I take you by your hand and lead you into your inheritance land. So take your rest and fly away with me, and let me cause you to see me in a new way. Let me cause you to behold me in a new way. Oh, do not fear my flock. Do not fear my child. Do not fear, for I have not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, of my Holy Ghost, of love from your daddy, and a sound mind from my son. Oh, kiss the son this day, and let me take you into a new way, in my way, for this is your new day. So come away with me. Come away with me. Come away with me.
bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul, I will worship your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul, I will worship your holy name. The sun comes up. It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness, I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find.
Yes!
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul, I will worship your holy name. Worship your holy name. I will worship your holy name. And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near, and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore.
Yes!
Forevermore, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I will worship your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship his holy name. Name, yeah, sing like never before. worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I will worship your holy name. I will worship your holy name. I will worship your holy name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Outstanding. Would you mind waiting just a moment, please? Don't you feel deeply moved right now in the presence of the Lord? I'm so very aware of his presence that speaking seems so ineffectual and unnecessary. We need his presence. And I don't want to quickly leave this place because I can feel his presence so strongly I can hardly compose myself. Just open your heart to him right now. Hallelujah. Listen to what the Lord said through his prophet. Take rest in me. Take rest. This is not a test. This is my rest. So receive from me. Open your mouth and your heart wide. Come on, open your heart, your mouth wide. Let me fill your mouth with my good things, so that you can taste and see that I am good. I am not a man that I should lie. God cannot and will not lie to you. I will not hide myself from you this day. He's so strong in the room because some of you have longed for his presence. And he's not hiding himself today. He's making himself clearly, clearly known to you. Then he said, let me. In other words, give God permission to take you by the hand and lead you into your inheritance so that you can find your rest and fly away with me, he said. Then he said again, let me. He's asking once again for your permission. Let me come to you and behold me in a new way today. A new way. Give him permission to take you, to open your heart. Do not fear, for I have not given you the spirit of fear, but of power of the Holy Ghost and love from your daddy. Love from your daddy. Kiss the Son. There's an invitation to intimacy this day, and let me take you to a new way. Come away with me. I want us to sing this last song again. And I want you to do what he asked you. I want you to give him permission. He's Lord. He could just be the king and come in and demand. But he's not that way. He's asking your permission to come in and to fill your heart and your mouth. So let's sing this song again. And let's deliberately, with conscious intent, invite him to take you into that place of rest and intimacy with him. Please stand to your feet. Let's do this together. Hallelujah. He's the King. He's here. The King is here.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I will worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness, I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I will worship your holy name. Let's sing, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I will worship your holy name. Oh, worship his holy name.
Each one of us, please be seated. Each one of us has a testimony. Each one of us has a reason to shout and to praise him and to adore him. It's always good to share our testimony where others can hear and be blessed. And I know that Bonnie, where are you, Bonnie? Please, come on up. Bonnie has a testimony. I think it's important for us to hear. This is really a demonstration of our God's goodness to us and to one of our members, one of our family. Come, Bonnie.
Can we please rise? God, we just thank you for this wonderful worship to press into your glory. We thank you for your love upon us, that no matter what we go through, you're with us. And as we press into your presence, we know that you're going to do what we can't. We know that you're taking care of it. We thank you. I ask, Holy Spirit, for your anointing to go into this testimony, what you put me through and what you took me out of. I pray that our eyes of our understanding be opened according to Ephesians 1:18. I pray, Lord God, that our heart be fertile to be deposited with your word. I pray that everyone in here will become great oaks of righteousness for you, O Lord God. I thank you. Lord, I pray and I thank you for your living water. According to John 7:38, he that believeth that scripture says, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. And Lord, we thank you for your living water. We thank you for filling us, filling our vats overflowing with new wine. Sometimes we get tired and weary, Lord, but you fill us back up and put us back in alignment for what you want us to do. We pray for the courage to go forth, Lord God, to have the strength to do what you want us to do. Give us divine appointments in the name of Jesus wherever you put us, because when we speak for you, you do the rest, and we will be obedient. We will be obedient because it's so wonderful for you when we are obedient to you. And we bless you. We bless you. You are so worthy, O God. You are so worthy to receive all the glory, power, and honor. You are so worthy. We are so, so humbled by your presence. Sealed with your precious blood. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, we pray. Amen. I didn't know that I was sick. I was really sick, and I went to NMC, and they diagnosed me with, gallstones. I don't even remember, and I was admitted into ANMC, and I don't even remember being admitted, and I evidently walked to ANMC, to Providence. I told the hospital staff that that I'm leaving ANMC for better health care, and I don't know how I got there. And Eleanor was telling me that I walked there and I don't remember. So I got my reports from ANMC and Providence, and sure enough, by the grace of God, I walked over to Providence, and I know angels brought me there because when I was being triaged, I collapsed. I went into cardiac arrest, and my whole body shut down, and I fell. And they immediately brought me to ICU, and I don't remember anything. My daughter said I was fighting, and they were giving me all kinds of medicine. And the medicine finally kicked in, and I was out of it the whole time. I don't remember. I was on oxygen. They had a feeding tube in me, and I don't remember. But they told my daughter that I was going to die that day, and they had her fill out legal paperwork that I'm going to die, and they told my son that I was going to die. And my daughter was really, really afraid, so she texts all the people that I knew, and she said, please pray for my mom. And a whole bunch of them came to Providence ICU in the waiting area, and I didn't know this was all going on. And then my son overheard the doctor saying that I'm going to die, and he was really burdened, and he was hurt. They were traumatized, and he went out to the waiting area. And the Koreans, we go to the Korean Assembly of God Church, and they were there. The Inupiaks were there, and the Yupiks were there, and the English were there. And he said as soon as he went out to the waiting area, he said they began to pray. And he said, Mom, the Inupiaks were praying, the Koreans were praying, the Yupiks were praying, and the English were praying. Mom, you should have heard all those languages praying for you. And he was so comforted, and I don't remember anything. The only person I remember was Brenda, the lady, my classmate, that we feed the homeless together, and she's the only one I remember visually. And as I got better, they moved me to PCU. And when my daughter said the first words when I came to consciousness, when I looked at my daughter and my mom, the first words I said was, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus. And I giggled when she told me, because we're just shell. This is just shell. And we're living on borrowed breath. And his nostrils, in the word of Genesis 2:7, says we're living on his breath. And our inner man is always praising God. And when I came out, my inner man wanted to praise God so hard that I praised him, my first two words. And I was so weak. I was so skeletal. I had no muscle mass. They brought me to the bathroom with a belt. And when I first saw myself in the mirror, I was in shock, because my head was really big with fluid, and I just looked at myself, and I said, what the heck? And I, what happened? And I was just looking, and they told me I had so many sicknesses. I had four doctors. I had internal medicine. I had infectious control. I had another doctor, and I read the report. I had 11 illnesses. I had spiral meningitis. I had fluid in my brain. I had meningitis in my spine. I had untreated strep. I had anemia. I had sepsis. I had all these things, and I was so shocked. And I was laying there, and as I came to my consciousness, I was laying on the bed, and I looked across the street, and not across the street, but across the room, and I saw so many demons in that across the room, and I said, God, why are you showing me these? And I got kind of scared. And he said they were being tormented because they didn't believe in Jesus. They had no faith in God. And I said, oh, God, I'm so, forgive me for being scared. Your word says, for God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but a love, power, and a sound mind. God, I pray for faith right now because you open my spiritual eyes more. Because, you know, because God is spirit. And then as I said, God, help me pray with other people that are praying for me right now. And let me eat faith. And I said, in Jesus' name, amen. And then the room shook. It went, and I went, whoa. And I said, thank you, Jesus. And then I began to pray for that person across the room. And as I was praying the blood of Jesus, these black apparitions turned into pigs. They got spiritually, like the blood of Jesus just exposed them. And there was weird hieroglyphics I never saw before. And the blood of Jesus arrested them and took them away. Then I started to pray, God, according to Ezekiel 11, 19, and 20, you know, the hardened hearts to become the heart of flesh to receive Jesus. And I said, Jesus, let them see you to receive your gospel. And I was praying, and even in my state of mind, even I had nothing but bones and no fat, no muscle mass, the anointing of the Holy Spirit was so strong. And I just kept praying in the Spirit. And I was so blessed. And I went home and I was healed. And the doctor was so, so shocked because I had so many slew of illnesses, but it's God. And I really freaked out because I was reading those medical reports and they didn't tell me I went into cardiac arrest. And I took the paper and I had to put it down. And I was alone, and I was just going, I was alone for about 3 minutes in shock. And I just couldn't fathom it, and I finally accepted it. And then as I was alone, I said, God, how come you allowed this to happen? And he said, because of the level of faith that I have in him. And I began to weep and I began to cry and I love God so much. And he breathed his breath back into me. And I am so humbled. I am, my love for him is more than ever before. I mean, I was constantly hungry. I'm more hungry than before. More obedient than before. Every time we use our feet and go out there, when we're bold for him, I started to look for scriptures on boldness, and he'll give us a boldness with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. These two things, while I was resting for 2 months, he told me, by the anointing, the yoke will be broken, and by the power of the Holy Spirit. We cannot do anything by the power without the power of the Holy Spirit. And he said, pray that the anointing will break the yoke. So I've been eating those two things for 2 months. That's what he's been telling me. He's amazing. He's amazing. This happened in May. I was in May. The whole month of May I was in there, and I couldn't even see. I couldn't even drive. I was seeing double when the atmospheric pressure changed. But I kept saying, God, your word says according to Isaiah 53:5, by your stripes I'm healed. I kept proclaiming it, and those medical people were saying, you got healed so fast. And I say, it's the faith and it's the word. When you give the word back to God, he will accomplish it because he said he's going to accomplish it because it's his word. You know, I stumble, but I get realigned. And he's so amazing. I am so blessed.
Before we turn it over, one little thing real quick. As she was in the hospital, I was traveling, but I remember praying for her right before she got admitted or the angel admitted her. I went to go see, while I was walking into Providence, I asked the Lord, Lord, is she going to live or is she going to die? And the Lord said, she is not only going to live,
She's going to be raised up for my glory. And me and Lori, the lady that was here last night, Lori, the other one, her and I were in there, and I said, Bonnie, and I know she was completely out. I said, Bonnie, the Lord said you are going to live and you are not going to die, and he's going to raise you up for his glory, and he's going to give you you're going to be a living testimony of his goodness and his glory. He's going to use you with divine words of healing and divine words of knowledge, and miracle signs and wonders will flow through you. So the nurse was there too, and they all knew her story. So it was amazing. So as you close, can you release miracles and healings over us? Just declare it, and then Mary's going to preach.
Lord God, we just thank you for this time, and we honor you. And Lord God, we pray healing, Lord God, healing, deep healing in the crevasses of our heart, Jesus. We pray healing, the times when we cry and nobody's watching, but we're crying to you. We know you're going to heal us, oh God, especially the things we privately cry to you. We know you're going to redeem us, restore us, and bring us back. Lord, we thank you for your healing virtue, your healing balm to go into that heart. And we will no more cry on our pillows, but we will be rejoicing for victory. We not only pray that for our deep heart spiritually, but also physically. We pray healing to our emotions, to our memories. We pray healing to our minds. Lord, I know there's like memories in our bodies. Lord, we pray healing. Healing, Lord God, of memories, whether it's rooms or windows or smells. Thank you for downloading new memories, Lord. Thank you for healing us spiritually, Lord Jesus. By your blood, by your healing, we proclaim healing into our not only these people here, but onto the land. Lord, we pray that we are no longer to do that generational curses no more. We pray repentance for our people in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord Jesus, I know you're going to heal our land because we're going to humble ourselves. We're going to seek your face. We're going to turn from our wicked ways, and we are going to be healed. We thank you for healing. We thank you for restoring us physically and spiritually. We thank you, oh God, because you want to heal us. When we're healed, when we're totally healed and restored, we're going to rise up and war. Roar! We're going to war for you, oh God. Just like the people go to hospital to get healed physically, you're healing us spiritually. And when we rise up, we're going to war. Sound a battle cry, oh God. Sound a battle cry, oh God. For Alaska and this nation, in the name of Jesus. Ho! 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 Hallelujah. Sealed by your blood. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Just receive that by faith and just say thank you to Jesus. Very simple. Say thank you to him. Hallelujah. I was asking the Lord, how do you transition from a powerful anointing like that into another segment of the service? Because this is all Holy Ghost led. This is the Spirit of God. And so I want you to be patient while we listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying to us today. Lisa, come on up. We have another testimony I want you to hear.
sorry. I wanted to get clarity from my leaders too, because I don't want to miss what God's saying. And Bonnie, we were praying for you in Fairbanks, so our love to you from Fairbanks also. We're intercessors there, and we travel to support our people. Amen. It's important. So, the Lord woke me up Sunday morning, about 4:30 in the morning, and this is really important, because in April, and I'm a very private woman of God. My people that know me well. I'm very private. In April, after the conference, Dutch Sheets had proclaimed, we are going to head into a time where all shaking is going to occur. So I came home from this powerful conference, and my husband decided, you're a woman of God, and I don't want you anymore. I can't go where you need to go. And so he chose to leave. The next month in May, I was diagnosed with a really very, very serious disease, rheumatoid arthritis. So they give me cancer medications. But our God. Sunday morning, the Lord woke me up and he said, Lisa, my people pray and they pray and they pray. But in Acts 19, Paul and Silas did pray. And then suddenly, as they praised God with songs and hymns, suddenly the jail shook. It shook. Just like Bonnie said, there was a shaking, right? When I came to KAN, this meeting, and I walked in, I began to see debris in the spirit realm falling, settling. And the Lord said, there is victory in the camp. There's a changing of sound in Anchorage. There's a changing of sound over Alaska. My people need to learn to praise me. And we pray, yes, we pray. I'm an intercessor. Boy, do we pray. However, God wants us to praise him. Praise him. Because from that place, we are seated far above all principalities and all powers. And we see the strategies of the enemy. And you know what? I'm walking in joy, and I'm walking in victory. And the Lord said this, from this greater place of glory. This greater place of glory. Do you feel the essence of him in this room right now? I really want you to get this. This is a place that we can live at every day. It is called his habitation. His habitation. We are containers of the greater glory of God. Brother Andrew said we go from glory to glory and we'll continue as the days get darker. Take this presence right now. Do you feel it? We carry this. He in us, and us in him. This is a place, a real place. We walk in this. We don't have to have just this in a meeting. This is who we are. And this place of praise is what we carry. And we change atmospheres. Because we praise him, him, him. He who is God. He who is king on the throne. He's not moved by hell. He laughs at the plans of man. because his sons and his daughter carry his essence. And we change atmospheres. So my life has been changed. And my healing will manifest out of this place of praise. So we honor our King and our Lord.
Hallelujah. Let's enter into praise right now. It's really important when the word of the Lord comes, you know, one has a psalm, one has a scripture, one has a testimony, and we respond to what we are hearing. And God is speaking to us about healing, physical healing, I mean, numerous things wrong with her body, and emotional healing. And we need both. So let's stand to our feet right now and just praise him for who he is. He's majestic. He's wonderful. He's the healer. He's the King. You are our salvation. You are our Redeemer. You are the Holy One. You are the first and the last. There is no God like you. You are touching our bodies even right now. You are touching our emotions. You are healing our souls right now. We receive that anointing that heals the soul. We receive that anointing that heals the mind. We receive that anointing that heals the physical body. We receive you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise now and forever. We give you praise, and we receive today that which you are giving to us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Please be seated. I also have a testimony. For those of you who have been close and have seen me gimping around, sometimes on crutches, sometimes they've tried numerous braces, all kinds of things. I've had a curious year because every time God would heal something, something else would go wrong. Started with my great big toe, my left toe. How many of you have ever been in my prayer meetings where I have said, I've repented for this, but I have said, we are not called to pray for Aunt Matilda's big toe. We're called to pray for the state. Come on. You know, I'm encouraging everybody. So what happens? My big toe. How am I going to ask people to pray for my big toe after I'd been telling them? You know, God has a way of humbling us. Great big thing. I couldn't walk for months. Finally, the doctors couldn't figure out what was wrong. It was weird. You know, anytime something is weird, I always look for, okay, there's some demonic thing going on here. So they couldn't diagnose it. They didn't do anything. So I called my friend in Hawaii, and she talked me through lancing it myself. And it was filled with synovial fluid in the pad of the big toe. The synovial fluid is a fluid that's in the joint, not the pad of the big toe. They don't know why it was there. Weird. But praise God, it finally started to heal. And I'm praying up a storm privately. And then I step back in my garage, step on a hose and fall, crack a rib, bruised the top of my foot, injured my left knee, all on the left side. So that incapacitated me for a few months, and I had a few people praying. That healed, and suddenly I tore a muscle in my left arm, latissimus dorsi muscle, and I couldn't use my left arm. Now I realize I'm under attack. That devil coming against me. Now I'm mobilizing people to pray for me. Just a few, you know, I could pray for the muscle. You know, that's not the big toe. And then that heals, and I wake up one morning, and my left neck is totally stiff. I can't move my head. All on the left side. Now, I want to give a testimony. I had to go in. This was several weeks ago. I'm still hobbling around because I have something wrong with my left knee, and it wouldn't hold me, and I fell twice because the knee wouldn't hold me. It doesn't hold me this way. So I went in to have an MRI at 6 in the morning. When I left the MRI room, who is sitting in the waiting room but 91-year-old Kay Downs, who came in from Palmer to sit in the waiting room at 6 in the morning to pray for me. I was so moved. True Christianity. This dear lady with her gray head bowed in that waiting room praying. Man, I was moved. True friendship. And she laid her hand on my knee, and the pain instantly left. And I've been walking ever since. Listen, it doesn't matter where you're called to serve, you are called to serve. And as you mature in Christ, something in you is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And as you come to the season in life where your hair is beginning to turn gray and your body is getting a little physically weaker, the power of the Lord is getting stronger. And you become a hidden weapon in the hands of the Lord. He can send you where he chooses to send you. You can change atmospheres of a city or a nation or a village. You can heal the sick, and nobody knows you're sitting there quietly in a waiting area praying. This is the power of God beginning to manifest all over the earth right now. The church is coming into an awareness of the power within us. It has nothing to do with your natural ability. It has everything to do with the Spirit of the Lord within you. He is God. He's fully God. He is not lesser than. He is fully God. And you that have received the baptism in the Holy Ghost, you are saturated down to the subatomic level. Every molecule in your body vibrates with his presence. And all you have to do is activate that in worship. And this is what happens when you begin to worship. You lift up your eyes. Scientists have discovered that just looking at something will change a particle in the subatomic realm. It'll move it. The hidden secret realm is changed by our look. Just the look of a human being. God created us that way. He created us to have that kind of power in us. And so when we lift up our eyes and we begin to praise, and our eyes are looking at the creator of all of this, the one who created us, the one who built us from the inside out. We were shaped in the womb, and the vibration of the Holy Ghost is upon us. And as we begin to worship, it activates the power of the Spirit to begin to move. That's why the inside of you, when you worship, begins to tremble like this. And suddenly you find your hands shaking. And suddenly your knees feel weak. And you can hardly stand. And suddenly all the things that trouble you are becoming less than, because something powerful is beginning to wake up and stir. Wake up, God. Wake up. Wake up within me. You know how you stir that awakening? Holy Ghost, here I am. Spirit of God, here I am. Let's worship God together. Come on, let's worship the King. And the Holy Ghost begins to shake, and he begins to worship. And you know, the word of the Lord says that all things will be shaken that can be shaken. And I tell you what, the world is being shaken right now. But on the inside of the Holy Ghost being
believer is a secret when that shaking begins to take place, because you're awakening the power of the Spirit within you, and you're awakening that tremendous, wonderful, powerful Spirit of God within you, and suddenly things happen. You're sitting in a waiting room and you're praying, and one of God's preachers is dumbly following along, trying to find her way, not knowing exactly what to do next. And there you sit with the answer, and you're praying, and you're saturating that room with the vibration of the Holy Ghost. And he begins to fill that waiting room. And as I looked at that gray head bowed, praying, and I looked to her right, and there was a young man. He looked like he was about 16, sitting next to his mom, and he's holding her hand, and his head was bowed. I thought, he's feeling that anointing of the Holy Ghost, filling that waiting room. It's changing him. It's changing her. So she was releasing something powerful. That's what's in you. And God just says, declare. Make known his goodness. Open wide your mouth. He's saying, talk. Share your testimony. Ask for prayer for the big toes. Ask for prayers for the cancers. Come on, begin to come against those diseases. They are an enemy and they have to fall. They have to fall. They cannot resist the power of the Holy Ghost. I believe we're on the brink of seeing massive resurrection power released in the body of Christ. We're going to see dead people raised. We're going to see deaf people healed. We're going to see blind people suddenly have their eyes open. And it will be an easy thing. And God will speak through you. No one will get the glory but Jesus Christ alone. He is the ruler. And one of the things that I know that God is speaking to us about has to do with humility, has to do with being humble enough to be willing to get up at 4 a.m. to go drive 1 hour into town to sit in a hospital waiting room and pray. Just a simple act. And look at the power that was released. Power does not come cheap. Don't look for a cheap gospel. Don't look for the kind where you just get to fall into your feather bed. And between the hours of 10 and 4, you get to work and do things. No. God's most powerful times of healing comes in the wee morning hours, the morning watch. And he's calling for people who really care, really believe in what he's put in them. And they're willing to pay the price. A true friend pays the price. I saw living Christianity in that woman with her bowed gray head praying at 6 a.m. in the hospital waiting room. True Christianity costs you something. It costs you something. Oh, I tell you what a joy to serve the King. What a joy. Listen, the saints of old knew something about paying a price for this gospel. We have story after story after story of martyrs who have refused to lay down their testimony, but have stood up in the face of tyrants, and they began to declare their testimony, who they are. I declare boldly, I am a blood-bought, Holy Ghost, tongues-talking Christian. I will be that to the day I die, and I'm not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know that hour may come when there'll be those who will try to shut our mouths. But I'm sorry, God tells me to open wide my mouth. He did not tell me to shut it. And no man can shut what God has opened. No man can kill what God has made alive. Your testimony is what will carry you into the next level of anointing that's for you. God has told this ministry, this Kingdom Alliance ministry last night, that we were to occupy until I come. Listen,
That word occupy means to do business. From the Greek word for occupy, you get the English word pragmatic. It means doing business in a practical way. So the gospel has to be practical. It has to be practical. It has to minister in a level that meets needs. It can't just be this ethereal, spiritual, spooky thing. Ooh. Come on. Demystify the Holy Ghost. He is, when Jesus came, he came to live as a man. He came to walk on the earth as a man. He's not just God. He is fully human. He was born of a woman. He came through the birth canal. He took his first breath on planet Earth as a human being. And his cry filled that, what actually it was a stable. And suddenly, angels appeared, shouting glory to God in the highest. And a baby was born in a stable, a human child, a mystery. You are a mystery. You were created for glorious things. You were created to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Not so that you would sit in a heavenly cloud and sing with the angels and play a harp. You've heard that saying, you're so spiritually minded, you're no earthly good. Listen, God created you to occupy. While we are here on planet Earth, we are to occupy. That means we are to be practical in our Christianity. We are to give to those who have need. We're to bring in those that are lost and begin to talk to them about Jesus. We're to go to hospital waiting rooms and pray. If you don't know anybody in the hospital, go to the waiting room. It's filled. People, needy people. Go and pray. Set a time with God to meet God. Father, I'm going to meet you at the ANMC waiting room. Which waiting room? There are a number of them. They're actually quite comfortable and beautiful. Bring a bottle of water and your Bible. Go sit in the waiting room. Father, who do you want me to pray for today? And begin to pray. Then the next day. You want the healing anointing flowing in you? Pay a price for it. Come on, I'm just being practical here. Pay a price. Occupy. 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 Some people are called, feel called for, I've heard this numerous times, God has called me to handle millions for the kingdom. I'm going to sell Amway and build churches. I can't tell you how many times, I have nothing against Amway, actually it's a good product. How many times people have told me, you'd be a good Amway salesman. Come work for me. I am not going to be selling soap when Jesus comes. I mean, come on. God called me to preach. He called me to preach when I was so terrified of being in front of people, I would stumble over my words. He called me to preach when I had fear of man in me so big that I could hardly speak to a stranger. He called me to preach when I did not know the word. I only knew the stories. Noah and the ark. Moses. I didn't even know how to pray, and he called me to preach. Go figure. I can't tell you how many times I told him, you can find someone else who'll do a better job. They know more than I do. I know nothing. You think he didn't know I knew nothing? He knew very well. But he was requiring a step of faith. Whoa. I was 13 the first time I led someone to Christ.
It was a mess. I just was so emotional. And at 13, you were kind of, you want to be cool. You know, you want to have everything all together. I blubbered my way through. I mean, my eyes were running, my nose was running, my mouth was running. I was shaking because the power of God, I didn't realize it at the time, power of God was all over me, and I didn't know what to do with all of this. Praise God she came to Christ. That was the miracle. Had nothing to do with me. But God used me in my unformed, ill-trained, weak stage of life to exercise a little bit of faith to open my mouth and begin to speak. I didn't have it all together. First time I ever laid hands on someone for healing. Many of you have heard this testimony. It was my friend, my neighbor, who had migraine headaches. And I was driving her home from church, and she was really groaning and holding her head. And I knew she wanted to pray for me. They just preached on healing at the church. Actually, this church preached on healing. I couldn't wait to get her home and out of my car because she wanted me to pray for her. I couldn't do that. I didn't have that ability. So I dumped her off at her house. Screeched out of her driveway and headed home. The minute I got in my doorway, I fell on my knees and began to cry out to God. Listen, God wants to use your weakness. He wants you to conquer your fear by stepping out and crying out to Him. He will be there for you, but you will never know that unless you step out. You can't depend on someone else's testimony because in our minds, we always think, oh, they're stronger, they're better, they're greater, they're better trained, God loves them more, all of these things. But God wants you to do it. Finally, He gave me one scripture. And I took my Bible and I went down to her house, shaking all the way. I did not want to go. Oh, my goodness, I didn't want to go. I was dragging my heels. Everything in me was shrieking to go home. Nobody would know. Right? Nobody would know God was telling me to go pray for her. It wasn't like I was praying for cancer. It was a headache. But to me, it was a mountain. I knocked on her door, and she opened the door. She had a wet cloth on her forehead, and she was crying because the pain was so great. And I tearfully told her I'd come to pray for her. So she sat down, and I laid my hands on her forehead, and I read the scripture, and then I started to pray. And when I finished, she was staring at me with those great big blue eyes of hers. It scared me. I thought I did something wrong. And I said, "What's wrong?" And she said, "The minute your hand touched my forehead, the pain left. The minute Kay Down's hand touched my knee, the pain left." Listen, God didn't need me to preach a sermon. He didn't need me to have tons of scripture. He needed this little brown hand laid on her little empty head, and God healed her. You can do that. Occupy until I come. Jesus Christ is coming back very, very soon. In that scripture in Luke 19, where the occupy until I come is mentioned, it's also mentioned, there's an interesting scripture there that I thought was kind of a scary thing. It says here, verse 14, his citizens hated him and sent a delegation after him saying, "We do not want this man to reign over us." And then the story goes on to talk about the talents that were given. Now in Luke 19,
they were given 1 pound, which is about 1 pound is equal to about a silver coin. And God told them, the landowner told them to put that money to work. Do something with what you have. Every one of them was given something. But there was a group of people that said, I don't want him to reign over us. That's what we are hearing today. I hear it in the news media. I hear it in the hearts of certain people. They mock Christianity. They do not believe in our God. How could they not believe in God? They're dumb as a duck. He's everywhere. He's full. His glory is everywhere. People are being healed all over the globe, and they close their ears and their eyes because they don't want him to reign over them. They don't want anyone to rule over them because they're the big boss. They've got to be number one. They've got to be the biggest, the brightest, the best. Listen, there's only one champion, Jesus Christ. And as we have yielded to him, he is our dread champion. He is the one who conquered death, hell, and the grave. He is the one who has conquered every disease. He is the one who's conquered emotional instability and mental illness. He is the one who understands every owie you've ever had in your entire life, and he still calls you his own and his beloved, and he's given you that which you need to put to work for the kingdom. It might be sitting in a waiting room. It might be hearing about a Bonnie that's dying, and suddenly you begin to pray. You end up praying. Someone in Fairbanks end up praying. All of these prayers going up so God can activate a miracle of resurrection. It can be someone who's on the way. When Abraham George was dying, when his body was so broken and he had to fly from Manakotuk to Dillingham, to Anchorage, and along the way, a pastor went up to his broken body when the doctor said he's not going to make it, he won't live to get to Anchorage, and the pastor laid his hands on him and prayed. It might be, you might be the one when, in 2006, when three of my friends and I were in an accident, five of us, in an accident, we were T-boned by an SUV going 55 miles an hour, and he T-boned us, all five of us headed to the hospital. But before we went, I was in the front seat. Here came this young man. He looked like he was about 22. He was wearing a black T-shirt that had one word on it in white letters, big white letters. It said Jesus. And he leaned over in the front window and said to me, I'm praying for you. Hold steady. I'm praying for you. Then he was gone. Never saw him again. But all five of us came through with very minimal injuries. Should have killed us. Should have killed us. And did not. God is moving in power with those people who are occupying until he comes. Occupy wherever you are standing. That word, there was one man who did not occupy. He buried that talent. He was afraid. He said to the house owner, I know you're a hard man. I know you reap where you did not sow. You pick up what you did not lay down. I was afraid, so I buried your talent. Here it is. You have what is yours. And the response from his Lord was, you wicked and slothful servant, non-working, unprofitable, some translations say. That means you're not working in the kingdom. You're not. He had the smallest amount. And the landowner said, you could have at least put it in the bank. And then I would have had usury, interest, when I come. You know what usury also means? I thought this was interesting. It means to bring forth, birth, offspring, to produce. I had to start somewhere. I started with a little headache with a neighbor. And it brought forth something. Something was birthed in her, but it was also birthed in me. Usury began to grow. Interest began to grow. I could hardly wait for my next assignment. Not cancer, thank you very much. But my next assignment. Now I'm praying for resurrection. Give me that dead body you want to resurrect, God. Give it to me. Listen, I remember when I heard Mrs. Johnson, she was from California, talk about what she was crying out for resurrection. And one of her parishioners died. So she and the elders went racing to the morgue. And here was this body. And she began to pray over this body. And suddenly, this was testimony by one of the people out in the hallway. Here came all the elders running down the hallway, shouting. So she thought he was resurrected from the dead. But what she did was she was praying for the body, and the body suddenly sat up. Not because it was being resurrected, but the gases in the body caused it to constrict and sit up, scared the liver out of those elders. They began to run lickety-split. Listen, I respect her boldness. I have never gone to a morgue and tried to pray over a dead body, but I'm asking God, where are they? You know what happened? Abraham George, that pastor at Dillingham, he's praying. He hears about this plane with this man on it who's not going to make it. See, the dead body came to him. So he went to the plane and laid his hands on him. Listen, your crisis, your opportunity to step out will come to you. It's all around you. It's a neighbor down the street. It's the hungry one who knocks at your door. It's that young man who stops you at the post office or grocery store and asks you for a little bit of money. Now, I know chances are he may use it for drugs. But what if he's an angel? Can you not spare a little bit out of the compassion of your heart? I believe God is moving on the church in this hour. And he's telling us to occupy until he comes. The one who received 5 talent doubled it. The one who received 2 talents doubled it. The one who received 1 talent, he could have doubled it, but instead he buried it. I'm challenging you this morning. Miracles are all around you. It's next door to you. It's in your church. It's in your home. It's your spouse. It's your friend. It's someone in another country that God has put on your heart to pray for. There have been times when I have had someone drop in my heart while I've been in prayer, and I called them up and I said, how are you doing? And find out they're in the middle of a crisis. Yet here I am in Alaska. I can only pray. But if God put it on your heart, you've got the prayer that will release the power and activate that anointing of the Holy Ghost so that the people in that crisis will then know what to do and how to pray to come through the crisis serving God. Stand up to your feet, please. We are occupiers. We will not give up. We will not fear. Greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. It doesn't matter what kind of giant is trying to shut your mouth. The enemy is trying to take your voice because he knows what your voice will do. I want to pray for you right now. Father, I thank you for these, your chosen ones. I thank you that you are activating that anointing in them. I could feel it in the atmosphere. I could feel it as the worshipers open that heaven, that portal for us. I could feel it. And all of the sudden in the room, the Spirit of God began to stir in the hearts. I could feel it, Lord. You've brought us up higher. Now, Father, show us how we are to occupy today. Show us today what we are to say, where we're to go, how we're to pray, how we're to serve. Help us to feed the hungry. Help us to give water to the thirsty. Help us to clothe the naked. Help us to visit those in prison. Help us to go to hospital waiting rooms. Help us to wait upon your instruction and then obey. In Jesus' name, I pray. God bless you. We'll see you tonight.
Let me just talk with you just a couple of minutes before we break. I remember this was some years ago, but I was standing on the roof of my house, and there was so much snow we had to shovel that off. And all of a sudden I heard this like cry down below and a thump. And I looked over the roof and I saw my son laying underneath the car. He had been hit by a car. And that was my son, George. And I just ran down there, and I just laid my hands on him, and I said, I rebuke death right now in the name of Jesus. And, you know, Eleanor said, something's wrong, and I kept bringing him to the hospital back and forth for 3 days. And the doctors, they couldn't find anything wrong with him. And finally, they were examining his head, and they couldn't find anything wrong. They were about ready to send me home again. And I said, Lord, would you show me? And I felt his head, and I felt this little part on the side of his head that would go in and out. I said, Doctor, can you look at this? And they said, oh, maybe we should get a CAT scan. Maybe we should do that. And they found that he was bleeding inside of his head, bleeding in the brain, for 3 days. And their neurologist said that, you know, he should have been dead. But, you know, our God has different plans for our lives. He has different plans. And, you know, I was just standing right over there, and the Lord just kept on dealing with my heart. And sometimes he speaks to me and wants me to speak to others and tell them what he said. And so just got to be obedient. He said, you know, we may never be in this place again. So, young man, I was hearing the Lord speak to my heart for you. And he was speaking to me out of Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 18, but all of Ephesians 1 is good. But the part that he was saying is, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know the hope of his calling. What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the works of his mighty power, for which he worked in Christ and raised him from the dead. And as I was looking at you, the Lord was saying, he's going to show you. He's going to reveal himself to you. He's going to open up your ability to understand who he is and what your inheritance is in him. And not only that, I kept on hearing Samuel, the name Samuel. And as I was hearing that name, Samuel was this prophet in the Bible. And he was an identifier of the calling of God in people's lives. He identified King David and told him that he would one day be king. And as I was hearing this, I was hearing the Lord saying that he's going to train you up and cause you to be an identifier of the gifts and callings that flow in people's lives. He said in this season, he's going to anoint you and quicken your mind like that. I don't know where you're at and how you are as a student, but he says he's going to start giving you the ability to learn and remember like this. And it's for his purpose and his calling upon your life. He doesn't want you to just say, oh, great, I'm done with high school. Now I can get out on my own. It's not what he wants for you. He wants you to go further. He wants you to get that education because it's for his purposes. He wants to prosper you. He wants you to be a man of means. But the main thing is he wants you to connect with him because he's going to reveal himself to you and he will work miracles for you, for your generation through you, and even proclaim things over our generation. It's not something that you have to worry about, that you have to think about so much, but one of the things that he wants you to do is begin to acknowledge him every day and just say, Lord, I'm here. Let your will be done in my life. So one time where I just went up front, I was at a service similar to this, and I just went up there, and I just felt the hand of the Lord upon my back, and I went down to my knees, and I could tell he wanted me to answer a question. But I didn't know what that question was. But I knew the answer. And the answer was yes. I said, yes, I'm willing to do what you want me to do. And since that time, my life has never been the same. And your life, what he has planned and purposed for you, he has amazing things in store for you. And just say yes. Father, we bless you. Did you have something? This is our friend Randy Basket.
Brother, I don't know who you are, but God has called you to be a leader. And what I was seeing is God has hooked you to his dog sled. And you have been behind and you have watched and you have seen how a dog sled moves and how it should move. But God is repositioning you to a lead dog. Now, a lead dog is doesn't pull. A lead dog keeps the other dogs in line when they start to get off straight. Then he feels a little tug, and he puts the dogs back in the line, get them on the path. A lead dog doesn't pull. It leads. And God has called you, to as he repositions you, to be that leader. You don't have to pull hard. You just have to keep you in line. Keep them on the track. Keep them on the path. Let God lead you. And you follow God. Those that are put behind you will follow then. God has called you to be a leader. There's great things God's doing. And you need to start looking at your hands. Because God says, behold, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And you are a carrier of God's kingdom. And there's great things that are going to come. As Mary was talking, just use the simple hand. And as you use your simple hand, put your hand to the task, and it's not by your strength, it's by God's power of his spirit that's going to go through you, and then you will be a great leader. God's got great things for you, brother, that you watch what God's going to do with you in this next year, and you remember this moment.
Randy, you weren't here last night, but our friend Andrew Carey, he spoke to us last night, preached a powerful word. And this evening, Eleanor and Andrew are going to share. They're going to share the pulpit, yeah. And you know it's going to be powerful. Last night was just something else. Today was amazing. And it just building and building and building and building. You know, Eleanor, she spends sometimes hours saying, hey, come in. Come in. We're meeting. You need to be there. Why don't we all just spend a few minutes and bring some people in, because it's going to be amazing. I remember Randy Basket. This was years ago. I think it was in 2000. Eleanor and I were sitting in this little room, and he was the person that was praying over people. And he said, sir, I don't know you, but I keep on seeing this vision, and it's of a check. And it's a check in heaven. And I see the Lord writing out this check for you. And he said, and the amount that I'm seeing is $50,000. And I see you driving a green van and so on and so forth. You know, he just laid some things out. I said, wow, that's cool. And what I said is, I receive it. I receive the word of the Lord. I receive that vision. I receive it in my heart. About 6 months later, the Siri Corporation wrote out a check for all of its shareholders for $50,000. And you know what I believe? The reason why that happened is because somebody prophesied over me. Somebody prophesied over me, a prophet, that God was writing out a check for me for $50,000. You know what? If he has to bless a whole bunch of people around you to bless you, yeah, he has a blessing for us. And we knew exactly what we should buy with that, with some of that money. As we drove that green van around proudly for 10 years, and that was blessed, and it's still blessed. It's still out there. Somebody's driving that van, and it'll continue to be blessed. And believe me, we prayed up a storm in that van, and those prayers are going all over this city and the state, and wherever it's going, those prayers are going out. You know, there is an excitement in the air, and things are happening. Is there something you have to say, Eileen? You know what? This is building. Let's come back this evening at 6. Bring somebody. If you got to go and hold their hand and bring them in, just bring them on in. Lord, we bless you. Thank you, God, for going out with us. Thank you for your healing and your deliverance and your miracles being released. in your son's name, Jesus. Amen. We'll see you tonight.